If you wanna eat local in San Marcos, then turn that dial or click that link, tune in to San Munchies.
What's up, San Marcans? Thank you for tuning in to San Munchies. I'm DJ E-Money, and this week might be one of the most important episodes I'll ever do of this segment. I take breakfast foods very seriously. There's actually a rumor floating around that I eat roughly 5 bowls of cereal daily, and I'm here to confirm that statement. Fruity Pebbles all the way. With that being said, you can rest assured that I will bring you only the most honest review during this episode. The best breakfast burrito / taco in San Marcos. The candidates this week are Wowie's Cafe, Loli's Cafe, and Bobcat Quickie. My first early morning stop was Wowie's Cafe. Wowie's is a Tex-Mex breakfast and lunch restaurant that sits out 1505 Ocarina Springs Drive. I'd consider this little joint one of the hidden gems of San Marcos. I almost drove right past it on my way, but their breakfast burritos are not something to overlook. It may seem like a cute little family-run business on the outside, but what they lack in real estate, they make up for in their extra-large burritos. Seriously, guys, this burrito was bigger than my face. From their mix-and-match menu, I ordered a potato, egg, cheese, and bacon burrito. As I waited for my food, I actually got to watch them hand-make it right in front of me, and they do not skimp you on stuffings. My burrito was thick with 3 queues. Since they cook to order every meal, the burrito was piping hot when I got it and stayed warm throughout my time enjoying it. The bacon and potatoes were very tender, but what shined the most about the burrito was the tortilla. This was honestly the best tortilla I have ever eaten. I'm usually not a soft tortilla person because I don't like when it sticks to the roof of my mouth, but this tortilla was just thin enough to not give me this problem. It also had a very, very subtle sweetness to it that can't be described without tasting for yourself. This is definitely going to be a hard burrito to beat. The next place I stopped at is just a few feet down the street at 1501 Ocarina Springs Drive. Loli's Cafe is similar to Wowie's in that it's also a breakfast and lunch cafe that closes in the early afternoon, but that's where the light characteristics end. For one, Loli's claim to fame are their breakfast tacos. For consistency's sake, I ordered one with potato, egg, cheese, and bacon. It's a pretty good sized taco. I've even had burritos before that were smaller than this. The only technical difference between the two is that one is completely rolled up and the other is open on the end so you can see right inside to its delicious guts. Loli sure knows what they're doing when it comes to quick service. I was in and out of the drive-thru with a warm taco in hand in less than 2 minutes. When I got home, the real test began. The bacon in this taco was both crispier and chewier than I would have liked. That statement sounds contradictory, but there were bites I took that were crunchy, and there were also bites I took that were hard to break down in my mouth. However, I do know quite a bit of people who prefer crispy bacon, and this would probably be right up their alley. The potatoes were also not as tender as I would have liked, but it didn't take away from my overall experience. I will say I was pleasantly surprised with Loli's, having never been there before, and that it was a great quick bite to grab. I also loved that I didn't have to get out of my car when it was so yucky outside. My final stop on my journey of finding the best Mexican wrap-up breakfast was Bobcat Quickie at 339 North Guadalupe Street. This little find is nestled right inside the Exxon gas station and serves breakfast all day long, which worked out in my favor when my stomach started growling as I was walking to campus. As you have probably guessed already, I ordered a potato, egg, cheese, and bacon taco. This one didn't come out as quick as at Loli's, but I did get to watch the workers make it from scratch. This was the smallest taco out of the 3 restaurants, but shouldn't be discredited because of size. In a lot of situations, tiny is mighty, and Bobcat Quickie tacos are no exception. It was hot and fresh when they handed it to me. What I liked the most about this taco were the potatoes. They were soft and almost melted in my mouth. It was a nice compliment to the warm eggs and bacon. The only criticism I have for this taco is that I could stand just a little more cheese. But overall, the taco was very good and surprisingly filling for how small it was. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. If I had to rank these 3 places in order, starting with my own personal favorite, my list would go Wowie's, then Bobcat Quickie, and then Loli's. In my opinion, there is no way breakfast tacos can beat the XL burrito at Wowie's. Every ingredient had a wonderful taste and texture in my mouth. However, each place has something to offer that the others do not. For example, if it's rainy and gross outside, Loli's would be my go-to, solely because of the drive-thru. On another note, Bobcat Quickie is perfect for late-night cravings, as it's open 24 hours of the day. I know I sure get those late night cravings, and Bobcat Quickie is the only one of the 3 that can satisfy them. All in all, Wowie's, Loli's, and Bobcat Quickie serve up the best breakfast burritos and tacos in San Marcos, and no matter which one you go to, you will not be disappointed. Make sure to click that link and head over to ktswblog.net for pictures and more info on this segment, and turn that dial to tune in for the next episode where I search for the best slice of pizza in San Marcos.